Hey ladies, Brave Enough is here to remind you that you're not alone and that you have the strength to be brave enough for one more day. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Brave Enough. Today, I think we are going to be talking about travel, trips with kids and with pets and what that looks like.
Oh my goodness. Yes. You know, over the years, I've gone from married to a single mom to married again to an empty nester where it's just Tim and I to having dogs. And there's just, it doesn't change. We just go through the same stuff. Okay, so there is, for me, no matter what stage that was, there's just so much prep. I am one that it's completely organized. So I do lists.
She loves to check off her boxes.
I do. Like the food that I want to bring, the clothes that I want to bring, the accessories that I want to bring, and then do we need to bring DVDs or do Netflix or what, you know, what? So there's multiple lists. And then there's a dog list of what I need to bring for the dogs. It just goes on and on and on. And the packing, I mean, I have to start days before or it will never get done.
See, I can't start days before because I've always got clothes in the laundry that still need to be washed.
Yeah, that too. But yes.
Yes, the planning that goes in. And it's planning for a trip. It's one thing to plan for a trip for yourself, although I'm pretty neurotic when I plan for myself, but it's when you're planning with kids and pets. There's so much more because they can't verbalize what the dogs can't verbalize what they want on their trip. And if you're talking about wee little ones, you know, you can't, it's a whole nother realm. And us as moms have to be insanely prepared. It's like diaper bag to the max. I mean, you got to have the, what if they get a fever while you're gone? What if, you know, they get cuts and scrapes, and what if it gets hot, or what if it's cold, or what if it rains?
Right. I mean, packing and figuring out all those what ifs is a chore in itself. It's like, it just takes planning. It takes so much and it can be really stressful because, you know, my husband, I want him to pack for his own stuff, but I was just telling you, Larissa, that there was a time where he was supposed to pack his own thing. So I'm like, oh, well, that will make my life half, you know, that much easier.
One less list.
Exactly. And then we get to our destination. He's like, did you pack the deodorant? Did you pack my toothbrush? Did you pack? He didn't have any underwear. It was just like, sorry, honey, that was probably too much information. He was going to be rolling his eyes when he listens to this. But, you know, we had to go to a store. And then from that point on, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing the packing now because I know that I'm not going to forget anything.
It's so funny. Last night when I was on Facebook and I was scrolling through pictures, I saw this meme, and it's so funny that I see these memes right before we do a podcast because it just solidifies that we're supposed to be talking about this. But the meme, it was, I don't remember exactly what it said, but the general gist was, is why does mom always pack so much stuff? And then at the bottom it says, because nobody else packs anything.
That's packs right. Enough. There you go.
And that's so true. When I think about, I went on a trip about, what was it, a year and a half ago now? Has it been that long? I went to Africa and I went for a month. You try packing for a month with yourself.
Bags of
and
stuff.
And I took my, at the time, 6-year-old daughter, and it was insanity trying to pack for that. But the thing with that trip was, is that we traveled from multiple different countries while we were there. So we were on and off planes. Some of them were like what you would call puddle hoppers, just like they were just really short flights. So you couldn't take big bags.
Oh, right.
So then I had to plan a bag that would stay with a smaller bag that would go on the plane.
Oh, man.
And it was just, you want to talk about lists. That was insane. And again, taking a 6-year-old to a foreign country where, you know, and this is a third world country. I mean, they don't have the kinds of resources that we have. And so I had to plan, and I'm so glad I did because she did. She spiked a fever while we were over there. But thankfully I had my Tylenol, but it was trying to explain to the driver that he didn't need to stop at the this, at the that to get her this. I mean, these lists are so, so important. Like you have to have these lists, but it's insanity for us moms trying to pack. Mm-hmm. And I know we keep saying kids and pets, and right now we're just talking about husbands and kids, but the pet element, Yeah. I've almost always had a pet. Right now I'm without one because when Gator passed, I just couldn't bring myself to get another one. Mm-hmm. But I've had the dog who would get car sick if you drove half a block down the street. Mm-hmm. I've had the dog who would pace back and forth in the back seat no matter how far you drove. And then I've had Gator who would curl up under your seat to the point of getting stuck in the car. I've never flown with a pet, but I've done lots of driving trips with pets. And it's just, it's insane to think about. I mean, so for the one that got car sick, I had to make sure I had the Dramamine. You know, for the one right. who paced, I had to figure out a way to keep him safe so that he wasn't falling off the seat every time I came to a stop. Or the one who gets stuck under the seat, I had to have a plan of how I was going to get them out. Mm-hmm. In addition to their food, they got to have their bowls and you got to have their leashes and you got to have the, and this is and the that's. Yep. And if you're going out in water, you got to have stuff so they can go out and play. I'm just rambling. It's just making me anxious thinking about getting ready for a trip.
Yes. And we actually have one of those dogs now. My littlest dog, Jace, he gets sick. He gets anxiety so deeply that I don't think it's motion sickness. It just is. I don't know if it's separation anxiety or thinks we're going to leave him, but we don't. He always goes with us, but then he just loses his breakfast. So I began to be smarter than him. And when we would leave really early in the morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I would not feed him. And that's hard because my other dog is like staring me down. She could care less. She loves trips and never gets sick. But I withhold food from him, give him a teeny bit so I can get a Dramamine down him. And then he's a little bit groggy and he could do the trip. But by the time we get to our destination, he's starving. But I'm eliminating the whole throw up thing, yeah. which is very stressful. And, you know, with little ones too, when you have little ones, some are great travelers. And my Brandon was always wonderful. He was great. But we were on planes and I hear these little babies and they're crying and some passengers just don't have a whole lot of patience for that. Oh, and I have so much compassion because those little babies, their eardrums are tiny. And we as adults, our ears pop and even without realizing it, and they don't know what's going on and they're feeling pain in their ear, or they could be. And so it's hard for them. And for you moms who have one of those little ones, don't feel bad. Just you be that mom. The other people, if they're impatient, they're impatient. And if they don't like it, you know, oh well, you know, they'll get past it. But it's hard because you want your little one to be, you know, enjoy the experience along with you. And sometimes those things are really hard. And we as moms, we think, oh yes, we're going to be on vacation, but we need a break. And it's almost more work to go on vacation.
You need a vacation from your vacation.
Than not. Yes. And sometimes I'm like, is this really worth all of it? And, you know, we've talked about memories and everything and taking pictures, and we all want that perfect picture with the scenery in the background. Yeah. And, you know, so we could tell these stories, but it's really all the memories, even if the picture comes out fuzzy and, you know, the kids like screaming and we're pulling the dog and the camera clicks at that time. It's just like, oh, well, that's a memory, you know, chalk that up.
Well, and then one of the really funny things that I've found, being a single mom, it's always just me and my daughter. Although when some of my bigger trips, you know, my folks will go with me or whatever, but it's some of the best pictures that I have of me and my daughter are not the planned ones,
right.
are not the ones in front of the perfect scenery.
Right.
And you've seen these pictures. It's the selfies that we take in the car on the way
love
there.
Love it.
You know, and, you know, because you're in the moment, you're completely present to that. And I, you know, it's, but, you know, we all want that shot, that perfect shot in front of, you know,
of course,
Sleeping Beauty's castle or in front of the beach or in front of Kilimanjaro or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's exactly what Jan's saying. Don't stress about that. Stress about, and I mean, just be on the vacation with your kids, because there's so much stress and planning mm-hmm. that goes in. And especially if you're talking about air travel, because now you're talking car seats and you're talking strollers and you're talking, you know, if you and what you take into the airport versus what you check down at the gate. And now with security, having to get through security. And if you've got infants and we're talking about bottles and, you know, if you're nursing and having to pump beforehand, or I didn't care. I nursed right there in public and I didn't pump because my dad didn't drink from a bottle. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who are doing formula, having to keep that stuff, right. you know, handy and, you know, in good condition because you can't get that stuff too hot and it right. can't be too cold. And, you know, there's just so much that goes into a vacation. It's exactly like we just said. Sometimes it's almost like you need a vacation from a vacation. And I think this is a really cool topic to talk about because I think it's so important, because I actually have friends who have just stopped going on vacation because it's too much wow. work. And I think that's not the right solution. Mm-hmm. I think that you're losing the opportunity to have that special moment because your child is not going to remember, or your dogs are not going to remember the stress of, right. you know, getting sick in the car for the dog, or, you know, the plane rides. I mean, we've all gotten the irritated eardrums when we, even as adults on the plane, but once you're off the plane and you're in a new place with your parents or, you know, that's what they're going to remember. Right. And I know I did a podcast a while back about our recent trip to Disneyland. And having the conversations with Marley about her memories of those trips and how vastly different they were.
Right.
And the things that she remembered were so sweet and so innocent and so fantastic, that those are the things that I want you guys to take comfort in. That if you forget the toothbrush and you have to go to Target, that's just another memory. Right. That's not a fail. That's just a oops.
Right.
Okay, let's go fix it. You
and
know?
What I try to do now is not even plan for the perfect time away, the perfect vacation. You know, what happens, happens.
Yeah.
And nothing can change that. And we just laugh, you know. At this point, we're like, if we can, let's go hiking over here. You know, if the weather's good, let's go do this. You know, if, then let's do this, this, and this. We'll see what happens. But what happens, happens. And I, you know, there was one time this year where we just, I went and I think I did a blog on this. And we went on vacation. I forgot to check the weather. And it was right in, it was July. It was right, or actually it was the end of May. And it was hot before we left. And so I packed all summer clothes and we got there and it was freezing cold. The third day through the rest of the week was cold. It rained, it sleeted, it snowed, it did all kinds of weather. And I was not prepared and I was freezing. And at first I was grumpy and, you know, like, I cannot believe this. And I was a whiny butt and, you know, and it was just like, wait a minute, what can I do to make this a great experience? So Tim and I, we went through the house that we rented and through, you know, their games and different things that they had. We had played cards, we did puzzles, and it was such a wonderful time. Great memories. And we could laugh now at the weather and what happened on that side, but we can also say, wow, we put together 3 puzzles. We played pool. You know, I actually won Tim on a pool game and I think he kind of gave it, but he said he didn't. He said he was just getting back into the swing of it, but I don't think so. But it was so much fun. And yeah. if we can just be more positive rather than it didn't go as planned, don't go as planned, just do.
Well, and one of the things I'm an interesting mix of organized list checker and kind of fly by the seat of my pants person, which normally mm-hmm. you don't get a little bit of both. You can normally have one or the other. Mm-hmm. And there are people in my life that are, I mean, down to the minute of where we're going to go and when we're going to go and how we're going to get there. And I mean, I think those lists are important. I think a general outline of what you hope for the week to be so that you have some things in place is definitely a good thing. But know that that list is just a suggested outline. It's not a requirement to fulfill. The kids don't know that you made that list. They're not going to know right. that you weren't able to go out because it was snowing and raining. All they're going to see is that you pulled out the Monopoly game and you guys had a blast
right.
playing Monopoly.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know people who get so lost in their agendas and their, you know, what to do's and how to do it. And then, like you said, then they get really upset when they can't, when they can't check off the boxes of that list. But I think there are so many opportunities that will present themselves and so many memories that can be made. I told y'all on one of the podcasts that I did that the last trip that we took was meant to be all kinds of things. It was to enjoy San Diego at its finest. And we literally saw Anaheim in Disneyland. And it was great. We had a blast. Now, granted, I mean, that's my happy place and that works for me. But there are other scenarios like that. There's not always... So an example of this, and I actually lost my cool on this particular trip, but when we were in Africa, we had a flight. We were going from Tanzania to Kilimanjaro, and they decided to change the flight, and things operate a lot differently over there. And they didn't notify anybody that they changed the flight. We were there 2 hours before the flight was supposed to take off. Well, it left at 9 a.m. instead of at noon. So 2 hours early didn't make any difference at all. And they only run one flight a day for that particular trip. And so, you know, and I lost my cool. You know, I got pretty upset with the woman who was trying to handle our bags. They basically said it was our fault, that we were going to have to pay for it. And I was going to let this determine my whole day. And thankfully, somewhere in the midst of that, I walked away, I cooled off, I let somebody else handle it. And I saw the lady later and I went over and I apologized to her. And I said, the stress of traveling, I got myself worked up on, you know, my, you know, what had to be done and when. Yeah, it messed up our plans. The people who were supposed to pick us up on the other end, you know, end up having to wait for 9 hours. We didn't know they were still there because we didn't have a way to contact. I mean, so there was a lot of things that ended up happening that we had to deal with. But you know what? I got to have some really fun experiences with Marley in the airport as we went around to the different shops because it's a completely different airport and a completely different continent, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, things can come out of it if you let yourself just forgive yourself. And again, the kids don't know about their list. They don't know that you changed it. They don't know that you did something different. And so just make the best of it. I know that's easier said than done sometimes, but I love this. I love this episode because I've done a lot of traveling myself. I've got friends who travel a lot. I've got a girlfriend who is terrified to fly without flying in first class because her one child is horrendous. I mean, horrendous on a flight. And she's beside herself and she lets what the other passengers think consume her. And she lets that ruin her experience. And, you know, Jan touched on that in the beginning and, you know, I want to say that I'm always on every flight and then you can come sit next to me, especially on like Southwest, but there's always that smiling face somewhere on the plane. Go to that person, sit with that person. There are people who are understanding and that do get it and that are moms or were moms and they're going to embrace your children and they're going to have fun with it. And don't, you guys are doing a wonderful thing by taking your children on a trip to experience something with you. Don't let somebody else's opinion ruin that for you.
Right. And here's the deal. At the end of the trip, at the end of the day, when you're cleaning out your car and you're finding the M&Ms in between the seats, this is interesting. Brandon, when he was young, he was in the back and I had some M&Ms in the middle that I was munching and he wanted one. And I'm like, I'm not pulling over. So I just threw one back there and didn't know what he would do. All of a sudden, you know, that little 1.5-year-old giggle just started bubbling out. He laughed. And so I kept throwing M&Ms back to him and he tried to catch them and they bat him away. And it was so much fun. So when I cleaned out the car, I just had to laugh all over again because I remembered what happened. And that is wonderful. And it just brings me to this next thing. What can we do to make things easier for your road trips? And here goes my little planning my list. And I've got a few things that maybe will help you realize that it's okay. Just go with it. So plan some things for your kids to do in the car. We always had games, you know, find a sign, go through the alphabet and try to find all the letters or whatever it is, but give something for your kids to do. If you have more than one child and toddlers back there screaming and whatever, maybe be inventive a little bit. Use your imagination, play with them, do something for them. And then learn to stop being so grumpy. Like, I have been, and respond with love to our kids and our husband and our pets. I think a lot of times it's internal with us, and what we're feeling just comes out, and being grumpy and being, you know, irritated. And if we can tame that, then maybe it's not, the situation isn't as bad as it appears. And I think that's half the battle. If we would just let it go and just show a little bit more love to them, they're going to enjoy it a little bit more. And then I have, you know, and this is something that Tim and I do all the time. Before we drive out of that driveway, we pray. And we just ask God to give us a safe trip and a fun trip and a trip full of memories. Good or bad, they're memories. And I think that's really important to do.
Well, and I think one of the things that Jan was talking about the importance of having a plan and, you know, for the kids, of things that you can do either with them or that they can do solo. Because for me, I'm always traveling, like I said, by myself. And if I'm driving, I can't. And you just were saying, you had the same experience too. You can't mm-hmm. stop to fulfill every need. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do with Marley, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, but we don't do devices. That's just my personal preference. And quite frankly, it doesn't really entertain my child. Yeah. She's just like, I want engagement, you know? So, and every kid is different. So you have to find right. that piece that is right for your kid. And maybe it is a device for your kid. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe it's a coloring book. Maybe it's, I know you're all going to roll your eyes at me for this one. Maybe it's the LOL balls. Yeah. And I don't do this for every trip because we travel a lot. But for Marley, when I know it's going to be a long trip or a unique trip, she gets something small, something little, like a new coloring book. Because it's not just the same coloring book that's always in the car. It's a new something. Or they have these new things out right now where they're sticker collages, which are actually really kind of fun because the sticker colors and they tell you what number. And so it's also kind of educational in the process as well. But it is. It's thinking through something very small, something very little. And because it's something new and exciting for them, you'll be surprised how much longer that will hold their interest right. than if it's just something you pulled out of the house that you already had.
Good
and
point.
I'm not saying drop, you know, $100 on something new. I'm saying like a $5 coloring book or go to the Dollar General store. You'll be surprised what you right. can find there. And it's same thing with the dogs even. I mean, it's thinking through, okay, I need to get up early enough to give him just a little bit of food so that he doesn't get sick on the road. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of checklists that I spend my time on before I go on a trip. It's the thinking through the what ifs, you know, and you can't think of every scenario, but if I can try to tackle some of the big ones to keep the calm instead of having the storm, mm-hmm. I've just admitted it. Like I've lost my cool on trips before too. And so it's also recognizing that that's a possibility. If things don't go the way you plan that before you leave. Mm-hmm. What's it look for like for you to get back to center? Is it walking right. away and letting someone else finish up the details? If you're a single mom, you don't have somebody else to do that for you. Is it just telling your kids, all right, I need to sit for 5, 10 seconds, a minute, whatever the case may be, find solutions that for yourself before you go too.
Right.
And plan on things not going the way you want them mm-hmm. to go. That's mm-hmm. like the best thing you can do. If
right.
you plan on it not going the way you want it to go, hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yes.
I think trips are so important, and I hate to hear that people stop doing trips because mm-hmm. they're so hard. Like I said, I was one of the also fortunate moms that Marley has a superb traveler, but I've been with those moms who have kids who are not. I've shared hotel rooms with moms whose kids don't want to follow the itinerary that you set forth, or, you know, want to push the boundaries, want to stay up late, want to do this, whatever the case may be. And it's, I can see how frustrating that is, and I can see how hard that is. Mm-hmm. And I haven't experienced that firsthand with my own child, but it's not that I don't understand. I want to help, and I helped that mom that I was with, and I'll help you if I encounter you on a trip. There are people out there who care. But again, it comes back to just when you're making your checklist, make a checklist for the things that you don't know are going to happen.
Right. Be brave enough to understand that not everything you plan is going to go as planned. But you know what? We just want to have fun with this podcast, with this episode. We want you to take a trip and whatever happens, happens. And you can go, yikes. Or you can go, oh, wow, that's hysterical. I love that. Well, just do that.
And create the memories in the crazy.
Yes.
We've talked about that on other podcasts. Like when we were talking about Kids in the Kitchen, like it's sometimes it is the flower all over the kitchen that is the memory that they're going to remember.
Yes.
And that's okay.
A lovely memory.
Well, and like you said, and cleaning out the M&Ms in your car, while that is terrible and you don't want to do it, it will make you giggle when you do.
Exactly.
And take the pictures, take lots of pictures. And I am a huge supporter of selfies. I know that's falling by the wayside, but that's the only way that I can get pictures of me and my daughter in a picture together, unless I get somebody else to take the picture for me. And I think that the kids get so silly with selfies. Mm-hmm. They love that.
Oh, they
do. It's so much fun. Try to just focus on the memories and not on the list of things I need to pack. If you need to go get something, go get something. It's very rare that we're in a situation where we can't go and get those things. Even when I was in Africa, I had resources where I could go to meet needs if I needed it. But it's about the experience. It's about the memory that you're creating with your children. It's about the laughter you're going to have afterward. And some of these crazy things will seem, or some of the failed plans or whatever you want to call them, are going to be things for you to look back at and laugh. Because I, Lord knows, I have plenty of those.
We'd love to hear some of your memories, some of your crazy trip things that happened.
And
that
I want to hear
great.
The oops. I want to hear about the dog that threw up in your lap on the way there. I don't
Hey, we understand this, ladies. We get it.
Yeah, I've cleaned out more than a few cars with my one dog. This is all fun, and we want the conversation to continue. Again, share us the funny stuff. Share the things that fell apart in your plan. Share the things that went just exactly the way you wanted it to as well. Share the pictures. Oh my gosh, we would love to see the pictures. And if
you got
the picture of the kids screaming and the dog pulling you in one direction, I want that one.
Yes.
And no, I won't do anything with it. I want to laugh. I want to laugh with you.
Right.
And that's the thing. I want you to get to a point where you can laugh and you can enjoy the fact that while it may not have been what you pictured, it's still a great memory.
Yes.
Be Encouraged is here to support you. Be Encouraged is here to remind you that you're not alone. Brave Enough, the podcast, is here to remind you the same thing. You are brave enough to tackle that next road trip, and you can do it. As the awesome mother that we both know that you
are.
You
can do it.
Don't stop the trips. Be with your family. Even if it's a staycation, plan that trip. Do it with them. It'll be fun. It will be worth it. It'll be the memories. Get on Facebook. Get on Twitter. Get on Instagram. Join us. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Engage in the stories that we've already talked about. Come on, let's get these numbers up. Let's make this podcast awesome. And let's share it with everyone we know.
Do it.
We love talking with you, ladies. We can't wait till next week. And we'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.